It's been over a month since I've uploaded a solo episode, and some of you might be wondering what happened. Action Tribe, I hope all of you and your families are doing well. In this global situation of uncertainty and unpredictability, a lot has happened for me in the last 5 weeks. My dear mom, who was perfectly healthy and happy, was admitted into the hospital and diagnosed with COVID-19. I'm organizing a donation-based online breathwork event to raise funds for my mom's hospitalization and recovery expenses, and for us to come together and send healing energies towards my mom and anyone who is currently in the hospital because of the virus. I'm going to share the details towards the end of this episode and in the show notes. I used to speak to my mom on the phone every single day. And just knowing that she's been behind hospital doors on a ventilator, away from the comfort, the touch, and the familiarity of my dad and us through the phone with antibiotics, painkillers, and steroids via the IV has been such an emotional roller coaster for me, my sister, my father, and my extended family. I've experienced anxiety, stress, and worry about my mom's health each and every day. It's been hard, especially because I'm so close to my mom and I'm used to speaking to her all the time. My mom was diagnosed with COVID pneumonia, due to which her lungs have really been affected and weakened. And things were really moving from one complication to another, with her oxygen levels going up and down in hours. It was weird. This sense of uncertainty and lack of control. I felt so helpless, waiting anxiously for a notification or a call from my dad every evening and every morning. The daily costs of the ICU, doctor consultations, medicines, IV, antibiotics, and painkillers have been adding up. And because our insurance coverage is almost over, we're paying for the daily medicines out of pocket. Luckily, she's now free of the virus, although she is still in the ICU and very weak, but slowly recovering. We never expected Mom to be in the hospital ICU for so long. It's been about 26 days now. And while we do want her to come out as soon as possible, we want this transition to be as smooth and steady as possible, which could mean about 10 to 12 more days in the ICU. I feel extremely grateful for the love and the prayers and the support and the positive intentions that I received from all of you during this time. Whether it's in our Facebook group or members who have received my email updates. The goodwill and blessings that I've received over the years of doing the My Seven Chakras podcast has come to use because your prayers and your healing energy have really helped my mom to come to where she is today on her healing journey. It's almost like a miracle. It is a miracle. Because things were so uncertain just about 7 days back. So what has the universe taught me so far? Number one, gratitude for family and health. This experience has showed me that everything that we know right now, everything as you know it also, is this way because there is a fine balance or homeostasis. This balance can be personal or family health, peace and stability in your neighborhood, your city, your country, and on planet Earth. If this harmony goes even slightly out of balance, things can escalate into a crisis in no time. A person can develop an illness or disease. If a person's pH level, the acid alkaline balance, moves slightly on either direction, becomes more alkaline, becomes more acidic, that would cause major issues in the person's body. A divorce in the family can affect the dynamics forever. A riot or a civil strife can affect peace and prosperity as we know it. And if the Earth gets hit by an asteroid tomorrow or even today, everything that we knew or took for granted as life on Earth would cease to exist. We would become the dinosaurs. And it's so easy to take this sense of balance and this stability and this harmony for granted because the human mind always wants something more. We're never satisfied because our focus is always on something that we don't already have. So just for a few minutes, look at your life right now and notice what areas of your life do you currently have some balance in. Maybe it's your health, maybe it's your family, your finances, or even national peace, security, prosperity. And just feel grateful for what you have in life and take a moment to really appreciate the people in your life and tell them how much you love them and treasure them. Give them your full attention, your presence, and your energy for a moment, and they'll feel it. And if you can, speak to your parents. Maybe if you are friendly with them, and maybe if there's been some relational issues over the years and you've not been speaking with them, connect with them. Ask them questions that you never have. Interview them. Record your call or your sessions. Ask them profound questions about your childhood, their challenges, advices that they have for you and your family, your kids, blessings and prayers for your future. All of that, do it right now, because now is the only time we have. In fact, it was on my mind for the longest time to interview my mom on the podcast. And I kept procrastinating, I kept delaying it, and I said that I'll do it someday. And now she's in the hospital, right? So, you know, don't delay these things. I'm a mama's boy, and I still remember texting her every day, talking to her, and she'd send me these quotes and verses from the Bible because she believed so much in it. She would send me advice and encouragement, and that acted as spiritual and emotional nourishment for me. And not having that right now, because she's on the hospital bed, makes me feel so empty inside. But I know deep down that my mom is a fighter and that she's very strong. She's conscious right now, and because she's moved to the non-COVID ward, my dad gets to meet her daily in the evenings, although the visitor timings are short. She smiles and communicates through her expression and her hand gestures because she can't talk at the moment. They've had to do a tracheostomy on her throat and insert a tube straight to her trachea as part of the process of gradually weaning her off the ventilator. And just yesterday, my dad asked her, "What do you want right now?" Because he's, you know, going from place to place, getting medicines, bringing her some juice. And I can't even imagine the amount of stress and anxiety that he's going through. And my mom, through her expression, said, "I want to go home. That's what I want." And that really melted my heart last night. All we want right now is for my mom to get healthy, for her lungs to recover, and for her to come back home. That's going to be a huge victory for all of us. And I know that with your prayers, your healing energies, and positive intentions, her lungs, her heart, her body will get stronger. And she will come back home to all of us. Now, the second thing that I learned on this journey is healing and bonding of family in crisis. You see, during a crisis, something happens that tends to make people come together and stick together. This experience has allowed me and my sister to really heal. We didn't have issues before, but I had made a determination this year to spend more time speaking with her and just bonding. She lives in the USA. And sometimes, because all of us are so busy, we don't really set aside the time to have these meaningful, bonding, deep discussions. And this experience, what we're going through right now, this shared feeling of anxiety and stress has allowed me to have deep, long conversations with my sister about life, our childhood, our times together. And there's been a lot of forgiveness, compassion, and release, which I'm really grateful for. We as a family have been praying, experiencing, feeling closer to God, asking for forgiveness if we had unintentionally hurt each other or caused anger, worry, so that we are able to release these energetic bonds that we are holding subconsciously. And this experience has also taught me that there is an energetic cord that connects a mother to her offspring. When one is in pain, the other can feel it, no matter where they are in the world. When I had a bad road accident about 13 years back, I had lost consciousness. And when I woke up, I was on the hospital bed, bandaged on my face, multiple stitches. And I found my mom and my dad by my side, comforting and holding me. I still remember I had this nerve damage on one side due to the collision. And I asked my mom at one point, and I said, "How am I ever going to heal from this?" And she told me, "Time will heal all wounds." And I still remember her words. I still remember I had a bad nerve damage on one side due to the collision that made it hard for me to sleep or even to extend my arm. But slowly the pain and discomfort went away due to my mom's love and empathy. As soon as my mom was admitted this time around, my nerve pain once again re-emerged after all these years. This is the same pain that I had forgotten for 13 years, but I sense that because of my mom's trauma and pain, it alerted me through a spiritual neural network that goes beyond our current understanding of science. And quite interestingly, it's my left arm that has developed an issue, and the left side is connected to the right brain, which has to do with our intuitive and emotional side. Have you heard about the term quantum entanglement? This experience confirms to me the idea that although we might be distant from our loved ones in space and time, we're just a thought or an emotion away from connecting with them. And so through this pain, this emotion, I felt that my mom's higher self was and is communicating with me subconsciously, unconsciously. And this just, there's definitely this connection between mom and son or mom and daughter, for sure. And so with everything said and done, I'm hosting a 90-minute breathwork journey experience to breathe for my mom's quick recovery and raise some funds to help with the hospitalization, the medicine expenses, and the rehab. If you've received any benefit or support or healing or inspiration from my podcasts or other forms of media over the years, then please consider donating to our cause and coming to our breathwork event that is happening on May 29th at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern to help my mom recover and fully heal. You can donate as little or as much as you can, because right now every dollar will make a difference. And perhaps more importantly, when we breathe together, when we pray, and when we send healing intentions together, it will make a big difference energetically. The link that I've set this up at is my7chakras.com/bringmomhome. My 7 is a word, my7chakras.com/bringmomhome. And once you make a donation on the GoFundMe page, I will send you a personal message with a link to register for the breathwork session on May 29th, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you're struggling financially and can't donate, no worries. I request you to please hold my mom and our family in your prayers and healing. Your heart and your positive intentions will help my mom recover. Now, these funds received will be used for my mom's hospitalization expenses and recuperation costs so that she can recover quickly and I can continue my journey of helping people like yourself around the world heal through my podcast and my breathwork services. If you have any questions about anything that I've shared so far, and if you would like to connect, my email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.